Welcome to the Feminine Frequency Podcast. I'm your host, Amy, from Amy Natalie Co., spiritual teacher, mindset coach, and speaker. I'm here to remind you how to tap into your feminine frequency to elevate your relationships, attract more money, and feel confident in your body. Each week, I'll be sharing wisdom from guest experts and guided meditations, along with my favorite spiritual mindset techniques, so that you can access abundance, love, and manifest a life that is in alignment with your soul's true desires. Let's do this, sister. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to this intuitive flow session on the Feminine Frequency Podcast. I am so grateful to have you here with me today, where we are going to unpack and unlock this conversation of how do I connect with my feminine energy? This is a question that I get a lot, and I imagine that if you are listening to this podcast, that you are also curious about how do you connect with your feminine energy, or maybe how do you deepen your connection and make it more consistent in your life? And so one of the things that I want to start with to begin this conversation is the understanding that in order to really infuse feminine energy into your life, it's not about intellectually understanding it and knowing it. And I know that can be confusing because we come from a very masculine-oriented, logical way of thinking where we want to know the steps. We want to know, okay, give me steps A, B, and C, 1, 2, 3 of how I can actually implement this in my life. And that's not necessarily how it works. However, what I have done through the years of self-study and of going through my embodiment certification and really learning how to find a healthy relationship with my feminine energy and have an integrated approach of my masculine and feminine energy, what I've discovered is that there are 6 key principles, 6 key embodiments, 6 codes that I'm going to be teaching that really will support you in deepening your connection with your feminine energy. So before we start talking about the codes, I want to just really connect to where you are right now and really connect to what might be going on in your world, in your life, and why you might want more feminine energy in the first place. So many women who come to this podcast, who come to me to work with me as a mentor, are in a place where they feel disconnected from themselves, where they know that they want to be implementing these practices, and they know that they want to be more relaxed, and they know that they want to feel more nourished and alive. But right now, they're feeling stressed out, feeling overwhelmed, feeling burnt out, feeling disconnected from their body. And what I mean by that is living in their mind, overthinking, second-guessing themselves, constantly questioning things, having anxiety. And that's really what happens when we have a disconnect from the feminine. I like to describe feminine and feminine energy as your connection to your soul, your connection to your authentic self, your connection to aliveness, your connection to radiance, your connection to magnetism. And when you are disconnected from your feminine energy, it can often show up in your relationships where there is a lack of polarity or intimacy or passion. It can show up in your work where you are just in this hustle and grind mode and you're working so hard and you don't feel fulfilled, or when you're done with your workday, you just feel super depleted and you're not making space for things that bring you joy, things that bring you pleasure. Being disconnected from your feminine energy also shows up with your health. It can show up by feeling like you need to do all of these masculine things like dieting and restricting and forcing yourself to do intense workouts instead of listening to your body. So, as I mentioned, there isn't a specific formula for how do I shift into my feminine energy? How do I go from primarily operating in my masculine energy to shifting into my feminine, which is more of the being? It's more nourishment, it's more connection, aliveness, right? And what I've found is these six codes. And this term codes, I really love it because it really comes from, these are codes, they're principles, they're deep knowings that when you unlock these codes within you, they give you access to your feminine energy. When you unlock these codes, they are these deeper knowings, these deeper understandings of things that your body already knows, thing that your soul already knows, something that feels so familiar to you, but maybe you haven't had access to it because of the programming that you've experienced, because of the way that society operates, because of your upbringing, because of the messaging that you've received about how you should look, how you should act, how you should behave. So there are blocks to your feminine energy. And through these codes, you can unlock your feminine energy. And that's what I'm going to be teaching in my upcoming 8-week deep dive course. It's going to be a live course that's coming up. And today I'm going to be talking about two of the feminine codes to give you the essence of what I'm talking about here so that you can get an understanding of what these codes are all about. So that's what we're going to start with today. So the first code we're going to talk about, and remember, we're just going to be talking on this podcast, the format of the podcast is that, you know, we're going to talk about these concepts that's still going to be on the more intellectual level. And I'm going to share some stories about how these codes have shown up and how they've helped me to unlock my feminine energy in my life. However, throughout the course, throughout the 8-week journey that I'm going to be guiding a really beautiful community of women through, we're actually going to bring this into practice and go into meditations and embodiment practices and a true felt sense and understanding of not just knowing about these things, but actually living and breathing them and bringing them into your life, because that's where the change actually happens. So let's dive into the first code that we're going to be talking about today. This code is called devotion. And I love this code so much because devotion feels really sacred to me. And I'll share a little backstory about how I was approaching my own personal growth and how I was approaching my self-care from a more masculine-oriented perspective or approach, and why that wasn't working for me. So when I first was starting on my journey, on my personal development journey, there was a desire. I knew that I wanted to feel better. I wanted to feel more connected to myself. I wanted to commit to being my best self. And so I tried to do meditation. I tried to journal. I tried to commit to daily practices, but I did it from the masculine place of discipline. And if you're anything like me, discipline can often not feel so good. So just feel that in your body. What does discipline feel like to you? And while I think it is really important to have structure and to be committed to something, the idea of forcing myself to do something or making myself do something, it sounds good, but well, actually, I don't even know if it sounds good, but it doesn't actually work. Like it doesn't work for me as a feminine essenced being to force myself to do something, right? Maybe for a short period of time, but that doesn't feel like it's going to be sustainable for me. So I would tell myself I should meditate or I should go for a run. And anytime I didn't do that, I felt a lot of shame. I felt a lot of frustration with myself. And that's where I started to see, okay, there's something off here. I know that these are practices that would help me to feel better, but why am I not doing them? Why is this not working? And so the more that I've gone down on my journey, on my own journey of understanding energetics and even language, how different words and how different concepts make us feel in our body, what I've come to is that discipline doesn't actually work for me, especially when it comes to my own spiritual and self-care practices. What does work for me and what does feel really, really good for me is devotion. Just take that in for a moment. Devotion. Devotion to feeling good. Devotion to living in alignment. Devotion to loving myself. Devotion to showing up as the best version of myself. And with devotion, it kind of, to me, it takes away that harshness. It takes away that sense of force and of making myself do something. And so when I'm faced with a day or a morning where maybe I don't feel like doing my practices, maybe I get distracted or I want to go grab my phone first. If I were trying to make myself do my morning practices from that place of discipline, of Amy, you should do this, you need to do this, you know, I'm going to be mad at you if you don't do this, then that usually doesn't work. But if I come from it from a place of how do I want to feel today? What am I devoted to? What am I committed to? Who am I committed to being? That essence is so different. And it comes with more of a gentleness. It comes from more of a heart space. It comes with more grace. And I'm far more likely to engage in whatever practice or ritual I had intended to do if it's coming from that place of devotion. So just let that settle in. Take a deep breath and connecting to this shift, unlocking this code, this simple language shift, this paradigm shift of what would be different for you if you could embody the essence of devotion. What would that unlock for you? How would that be different if you started to show up to your rituals, to your practices from a place of devotion? And again, remember that right now it's still a concept. It might feel good to think about it. However, the actual implementation of this and the practice of this is what I'm going to be guiding you through on in the feminine codes in the actual course. So the next code that I am revealing today is all about receiving. Receptivity. The feminine is receptive. That is the nature of the feminine. The feminine opens to receive. However, the way that I used to operate and the way that most humans, but most women operate, especially before they've embodied this code, is that we operate in the opposite of receptivity, which is control, which is forcing, which is pushing, which is trying really hard. And the way that that used to show up for me, instead of trusting, instead of surrendering, instead of receiving, I would try really hard in my relationships, in my friendships. It would show up for me in my business as trying to figure it all out, trying really hard to figure out how to grow my business, working really hard. It would show up as feeling anxious or graspy in my romantic relationships. And when it came to manifesting, I was definitely not in a place of receiving because my energy was trying to control things, trying to figure things out on my own, and not allowing myself to receive from the universe. So when we are open to receive and when we embody this quality of feminine receptivity and opening, it opens the channel for your relationship with the universe. Another term that we can use here is surrendering. And instead of trying to control when things are going to happen, how things are going to happen, instead of trying to control other people, we can get into that space of trust and of opening to receive. And what I want to remind you of is that everything that you desire already exists and it's already on its way to you. The universe wants you to have everything that you desire. But if you are in that mode of controlling, forcing, pushing, rushing, trying to figure it all out, your energy has more of a grasping energy, which is a closed energy. And that doesn't work really well to create space for magic and miracles and possibilities and opportunities because you're so not in the feminine. You're so in the direction-oriented, let me figure it out versus let me receive. And when you are open and receptive, you are more magnetic. You are able to call in the right people into your life. You're able to call in the right opportunities. You're able to call in money. You're able to call in love. You're able to call in intimacy and deeper connection. And for me, it really took getting to that place of trying to figure out my life on my own, where I felt like I needed to figure out all of the answers. This was about 6 years ago when I was still married, when I was trying to figure out what my next steps were in my life. And I felt so frustrated and so exhausted of trying to control everything and figure out all the answers. And it was only when I really started to understand this concept and really embody what does it mean to surrender? What does it mean to open to receive that my life started to change, that I actually started to magnetize more money in my business, new clients in my business, more soul-aligned friendships in my life, that my energy started to have a certain frequency that was attracting opportunities to me, that opened up my channel to more creativity, to new ideas. So this is the concept of receptivity. And we're going to be diving into this code a lot deeper and understanding, you know, receptivity isn't just about laying there and praying and getting into energetic alignment like that. That's part of it. But it also manifesting and receiving also requires inspired action. So really learning how, when you are supposed to take action, when you're supposed to really move towards, and when you're supposed to open to receive, right? So these are two of the powerful codes, and we have four more codes that we're going to be deep diving into in the Feminine Codes journey. The journey is starting on June 9th. However, the doors are officially open as of today. And I want to share a little bit more about what this journey is going to look like. So the feminine codes, as I mentioned, there are six codes. And I will be doing live trainings, but these are not going to be trainings where you just sit there and listen to me talk. These are going to be interactive workshops where I'm going to be guiding you through different embodiment practices, visualizations, meditations, and experiences where you can really start to feel the essence of these codes and start to unlock your own feminine energy. So there's going to be 6 codes. You're also going to get 1 full embodiment session. And this is going to be a really powerful session that is focused on abundance and pleasure. And an embodiment session is where I guide you through a movement journey, a somatic healing journey. And it really is going to support you in unlocking different parts of your feminine expression. We also have 2 live coaching calls. So there's going to be different scenarios where maybe you feel stuck with either a certain code or a concept, or maybe you've tried to implement something like manifesting before, but you want some more support. And that's where those live coaching calls are going to come in. And you're going to get to connect with a community of like-minded women who are also on their journey to deeply embodying these feminine codes, where you have accountability and support. So we also have a group chat where you'll have accountability and support in between these sessions. And then you'll have weekly soul work. So you'll have little practices to be implementing into your life. And really the intention is for you to be able to experience more flow, more ease, more intimacy, more abundance, more pleasure, and really that you can experience your own feminine essence. And the last piece that I'll share here before we close off for today is that connecting with your feminine energy, you know, I think there's a misconception of this idea that we're supposed to be in our feminine all of the time. And that's not true. That's not what I'm here to teach you, because we need that healthy masculine energy too. And it's really about the dance between both of them. But what I find is that a lot of women have lost touch with a healthy relationship with their feminine energy and have got stuck in patterns of putting other people first, not prioritizing themselves, not setting boundaries, and trying to prove your worth. And these are reasons why you may feel disconnected from your feminine energy. So we're going to be doing a deep dive together, going really deep into each of these codes, having the coaching sessions, doing the embodiment session, having lots of rituals and practices that you can infuse into your day, and also having a sisterhood, a community to be on this journey with. So to find out more about how you can join the Feminine Codes, scroll down in the show notes for today. You can click on the link, and you can also come on over to Instagram, send me a message on IG. You can find me at Amy Natalie Co. I always love hearing from you. I would love to hear what your takeaways are from this conversation today, from this intuitive flow, any aha moments that you had. And then if you have any questions at all about feminine codes, please let me know. Lastly, when you look at the page with all of the information, you'll see that there is an option for a VIP upgrade, which will offer you 2 one-on-one coaching sessions with me. I usually don't offer individual coaching sessions like this. Usually, if clients are working with me on a one-on-one capacity, it is in a 4-month container. So if you're wanting some one-on-one session, one-on-one support in your life in an area that you're struggling with, specifically around integrating your feminine energy, whether that's in your business, in your relationships, or any other spiritual support that you're looking for, that is where you can choose the VIP upgrade. And I'm offering 4 VIP spots for the Feminine Code. So make sure to click the link in the show notes, come on over, connect with me on Instagram, and if you have not yet left a rating and a review for the podcast, I invite you to please head on over to either iTunes or on the podcast, Apple Podcast app. It only takes a couple of minutes, and that is a really beautiful way that you can give back to the podcast and express your gratitude for this body of work. It's also an incredible way to share this wisdom, this message, to spread the feminine frequency with more women from around the world. The ratings and reviews really support the podcast in being more accessible to more more women, and we are all here to rise and evolve together. Thank you again for joining me today for this intuitive flow. We'll see you next Monday for another episode.